Hey, man, it paint pictures in Proverbs. It talks about that. We need words. They build us up. They can comfort us. You ain't got to give me no money. Just give me a kind word. Amen. You can encourage somebody just by talking to them. Just a kind word. That's all it takes. Amen. Just an amen from the audience can make me preach better. You may not believe that, but you might not can't think I can preach at all. Just all you got to do is say amen. Amen. Go get them. Amen. Preach, preacher. Say something. Amen. Amen. You can encourage folk just with a word. Somebody who feel like that I don't know what to do. You can just have the right words to say, and it'll make a person not hang themselves. All they need is somebody just to talk to them, somebody just to speak with them. Amen. Just go to build them up. Amen. Your mouth has that ability. Don't cost you nothing to do it. Amen. You just got to be a nice guy. That's all. You just got to want to be able. It can comfort you. It can encourage you. You can say amen, and you can say you're doing a good job. It didn't cost you a dime. Amen. Amen. Y'all sung good. Amen. Amen. Sing for the Lord. Amen. Just these words are critical. Words carry a very important part. Amen. And we need to use words and words are very helpful. And the Bible tells us that so as we're not gonna say bad negative words against God because of the way our life is going, because God will take all of that and make you a better person on the spirit man on the inside. And he says that words are critical. It can do. We need to learn how to practice words, use our words right. And so here, what he lets us know is that that's why it says that the Bible says that we ought to the heart of the righteous study to answer. Amen. They don't just start talking, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. They just got only thing negative to say. They ain't got no, amen, amen. Just some evil, something bad, amen. You got to be careful, amen. What you say, amen. The another version says it this way: God's good people think before they answer. Amen. Evil people have a quick reply, but it causes trouble. Amen. They have a quick reply, but it causes trouble. And so you have to be careful what kind of reply you have, because it can cause trouble. And that's why I'm saying, you know, the Bible teaches us that we ought to think before we talk. Amen. We need to think twice. I'm saying that we need to think twice, because, amen, we need words. And when you think about words, it says that we ought to be swift to hear. All of us should be that way. Not a person in this room who shouldn't be swift to listen. That word hear means listen. We know that there's a difference between hearing and listening. Amen. You can hear something that's involuntary. I can hear something without trying to hear it. I don't even have to want to hear it. I can hear it. But for me to listen, amen, that's voluntary. That's intentional. That's something I have to intend to do. Listen, pay attention. Amen. He says that we ought to be alert. We ought to pay attention. It says that we ought to be swift to hear. Amen. Or quick to listen. Amen. We ought to do more listening. Somebody said we got two ears and one mouth for a good reason. Amen. Amen. God wants us to listen. Amen. You shouldn't talk before you listen. Amen. And that's why it's so important to be careful about, amen, using your mouth, because you have a tongue and we need to be careful about it. Amen. And it's difficult to deal with the tongue. The Bible warns us about the tongue. It says that the tongue is, James said, the tongue no man can tame. Wow. Amen. Did you know your tongue, amen, was untamable? Amen. Amen. It is unruly. Amen. Amen. It is full of deadly poison. Did you know your tongue was full of poison? Poison will kill you, you know. The Bible says that the tongue, no man can tame. You say, we can tame animals, we can tame birds, but the tongue, no man can tame. It just sits there. Amen. Amen. It just waiting on you to use it. Amen. It doesn't have its own brain. You have to give it instructions. Amen. It's not independent of your control. But it is something that is hard to make it stay still. Amen. Amen. You have to decide to move it. But the tongue is amen. It's always ready. This version says to pour out deadly poison. Amen. Amen. Tongue can. So many people have damaged relationships with reputations with their tongue just by you moving your tongue. Amen. Using your tongue inappropriately. It's appropriate use of the tongue, but then there's an inappropriate use of the tongue. Amen. I think sometimes people just talk because they just ain't got nothing to say. Amen. Ain't got nothing to do. They don't know what to do. They ain't doing anything, so they just start talking. Amen. They start publishing valuable information. Amen. Giving out information. Amen. Talking, and some people start talking and they tell all their business, and they get to talking and talking, and they'll just keep talking. And you know, the tongue is tireless. Amen. You can fall asleep on the phone, but the tongue will still be working. It'll talk. You never say, you know what, I need to stop. My tongue need to rest. If you walking, you can be walking and you say, well, no, my legs are tired or my arms are tired. But your tongue never gets is tireless. It will go for 6 hours without stopping. It'll say any and everything. It'll keep going, keep going. It's like it's got a battery in it that never runs down. And it'll say anything. It'll hurt. It can hurt. It's got all kind of potential. It's just a 3-inch muscle in your mouth that's got all kind of potential. And it can tear things up in a split second. It can speak hurt, or it can speak healing. It's just waiting there right now. He said, when the pastor gets through preaching, I can use my tongue. I think that's the hardest part about standing in service. Folks can't use their tongue. They just want, I need to get out so I can use my tongue. They don't want to say amen with their tongue. You see, we don't like to do the right thing with our tongue. I didn't prepare this message. I want y'all. Amen. We don't like to use the tongue for the right reason. But it's just sitting there waiting on you to give it a command. Amen. It's just saying, I'm here, I'm waiting. I'm ready when you are. And I can go, and I can go, and some people's tongues and go, and if they just got to do some talking, and if they're not careful, they'll just even tell secrets. Some people, they say it like a refrigerator. Amen. They can't hold nothing. They just, amen, amen. They keep talking, and they just got to talk. They just, and some people, you know, you watch them out. When you see them coming, you know, well, they're gonna talk. They like to talk. They full of talk. Amen. They just... all the time. You have to be very careful. There are a lot of people been hurt, amen, because the tongue was anxious to move, and you couldn't think of nothing to say, so you just start talking about somebody's business. Amen, amen. Be careful whose name is in your mouth. Amen. What subject are you on? Amen, amen. You have to watch yourself. This tongue is unruly. It's got all kind of potential. It can hurt and it can heal, but it's up to you, the owner of the tongue. Amen. They're the ones who can use it responsibly. I have to use my tongue responsibly. I have to maintain or discipline of my tongue. Amen. No man can tame it, but God didn't say God couldn't inspire you. Amen. God can Amen. When you know how it was a long time ago, you used to use, amen, curse people out. Amen. The devil's in control of your tongue then. But the Holy Spirit got control of your tongue. And now, amen, you don't curse folk out, I don't think, no more. Amen. But the tongue will go either way. Amen. The tongue is something that we have to really, really be careful about, because that tongue is a dangerous thing. Amen. When we just start talking and spewing out negativism and spewing out things that hurt. There's a lot of folk right now hurt, reputation damaged, because you couldn't stop talking. And now folk, if they don't talk, they'll text it. They'll put it in writing. Amen. Amen. They'll Facebook it. They just got a community. They got to say something. They got to get it out. And they're publishing information that could be dangerous and could be damaging to other people. Amen. Have you noticed that folks just got to share something? They want to talk, and some people just simply talk too much. Amen. Amen. The tongue wants to move, and they'll just let that tongue go. They'll let their tongues loose. And when you turn that tongue loose, he said, let every man, amen, be careful about how he uses his tongue. Amen. Amen. Why? Because the tongue is dangerous. Amen. A human being may have trouble, but the Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. The death and life are in the power of the tongue. They're both in there simultaneously. You can speak good or you can speak bad. Amen. But you have to be careful how you use your tongue, because it says, basically saying that those who love to talk will suffer the consequences. Amen. Men have died for saying the wrong things because they said something that caused death. Amen. Amen. You can have either one. You can have good, bad consequences, or you can have good consequences. Amen. Amen. One version says this: the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Amen. You're going to reap the consequences of the use of the tongue. If you use your tongue a lot, get ready to be very lonely. Amen. Amen. It's going to be real lonesome, because people know that they kind of stay away from you. And if you talk too much, then folks start ostracizing you and doing all kind of things, because you're publishing information, and pretty soon ain't nobody being around you no more, because you said something. Your mouth got you in trouble, and you're reaping some consequences because you said something that has impacted you in a negative way, and you have to be very careful. Yeah, man. Get ready to spend some time. Find something else to do. Get ready for your friends to vacate you. Amen. And I like the way Eugene Peterson says it about the tongue. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Amen. You choose. Amen. Amen. You choose. Amen. Another version says it this way: the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love to talk will have to eat their own words. And we're warned about the tongue, about the effects of the tongue. But the tongue can bring benefits. It has the power of life and death is in the tongue. But you may have to eat your own words. And if you eat your own words, then if you knew you had to eat them, you may not want to say them. Amen. You have to be careful with your words. Amen. What you say can mean life or death, I said. Those who speak with care will be rewarded. You'll be glad when you didn't talk too much. You'll be glad when you were able to. You know, some people talk, and they almost have to call you back and say, I think I talked too much last night. You sure you won't tell nobody? You sure you won't say anything? You sure? The tongue can just get loose, and it can be unintentional. It can be. You don't mean any harm, but then the tongue gets to moving. The Bible warns about this tongue getting out of control and sharing information. Amen. How many people are damaged now because of secrets and things that people said and confidence, and they repeated it. Amen. Amen. And you say, well, I only told one person. I just told my best friend. Amen. But then that best friend got a best friend, and it ain't you. And that best friend got another different best friend from you, and that one got a different best friend. And before you know it, everybody know. Amen. Everybody know what you said. Amen. Because they all told their best friend, and their best friend was somebody else. And little by little, all the business, all your business got out. You have to be very careful with the tongue. Amen. The truth of the matter is that the tongue is very deadly. Amen. But it can bring in a reward. You can plant good seeds. You can sow good seeds. The power of life and death are in the tongue. But you can sow good seeds. You don't have to sow negativism. Amen. You don't have to sow bad things. Amen. You have to be careful. And you have to be careful because you can get to talking and get to talking. And the thing about it is, talk is not good, especially long conversations. You can know that if a conversation is real, 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 real long, you probably done lied. Because you don't know that much about everything. You don't know that much. And you don't know the truth about it. So you don't know everything about that, what you're talking about. So the potential goes up the longer you talk. Amen. Just it's always like you always keep your conversation kind of short. Amen. Amen. You don't need to talk that long. Amen. And the longer you talk, the more it goes up. It's almost like it's a red flag. You say, well, I ain't saying nothing wrong, but you've been on the phone so long, and you've been talking so long, till that alone is a red flag. You better be careful. Amen. Because, you know, things will, Satan uses the tongue. So we need some tongue laws. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, in context, you know, we can't accuse God, but we got to watch out about it with this tongue. This tongue is really, this verse is really about, again, it's about the word and us accusing God. So in a way, I'm taking it out of context, you may say, and I'm applying it just to using the tongue in general. Amen. And the general use of the tongue is very important because of the damage that it can do in general. Amen. When you talk, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. You just need to know the potential of the tongue. Amen. It's lethal. The longer it is, the lethal it is. Amen. The lethal, the potential of something being said that should not be said. And oftentimes we talk about things and about people instead of talking to people. Amen. The tongue creates an unhealthy marriage, an unhealthy church, an unhealthy environment because, amen, things are said and people can say things about each other and then they can get convicted of the Holy Spirit to, amen, about the thing that they said, but since they don't told everybody, they can't go say nothing about it because they're already published a lot of information. So although I want to go apologize to you, I've already talked about you, so somebody's here. So now in their presence, God is calling us to not allow our tongue to build a fence around us to, amen. And we need to be careful about talking, especially against one another. God has not called us to tear one another down, to destroy nobody's reputation. God wants you, if you got something to say, say it to them. Have we got a witness? Since you like to talk. If you like to talk, amen. Maybe you don't fall into this category. If your tongue is loose, but he already said we got to be careful with the tongue. Amen. Amen. And the thing is that, amen, she done stole my closing statement. Amen. That's all right. That's all right. Amen. The thing of the matter is that, amen, when you're preaching, it just naturally comes out. Amen. It just naturally comes out. But the truth of the matter is that God wants us to be real careful about our tongues. Amen. Because of the potential danger of the tongue. Amen. It is just, and what he says, that every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. You know, slow down. It's kind of like, be careful, amen, before you make that call. Amen. Be careful before you dial that number. Think twice. It's that initial reaction that gets us in trouble. It's when you say the first thing that's on your mind without thinking about what you're going to say. Just talk off the top of your head. First thing that come to mind, I just say it. The Bible says that's not wise. The Bible says you ought to think before you talk. And if you just say stuff off the top of your head, that's not always a wise thing. I'm not talking about if you know the answer to something or something like that, but I'm talking about as a practical use of your tongue, you ought to be able to say, look, I use my tongue very responsibly. And when I share information or when I give information, I've thought about it. I'm careful about what I say because it's like toothpaste, amen? Can you get it back in the tube? If you get it out, amen. It's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. And so we need some tongue laws. The first thing we need to do is, and I didn't have time to get this where I wanted, but you need to ask, is this necessary? Is it really necessary for me to move my tongue? Is it needed? Amen. Don't just talk when it's not. You have a reason. Amen. I already told you, the tongue ain't going to get tired. It can talk and talk and talk and never say, will you stop so I can rest? It don't get tired. I see it every Sunday. I can get up here and talk and talk, and my body's tired, and my tongue's still ready. Y'all know it. Y'all been here, so I just keep talking. You can eat with the tongue, you can talk with the tongue, and it's still ready to go. Talk all night. You talk yourself, fall asleep on the phone. Amen. It's still ready. It's just a tireless muscle, and yet it is full of deadly poison. I wonder why James talks so negative. He wants you to know the potential of damage that it can cause. Your tongue can speak life and damage. So is it necessary? Is it necessary for me to talk? Is it true? Amen. Now, that's one of the reasons why you need to slow down when you talk. Because, amen, you're not authority on what just came up. You can't be no fast responder. You ain't omniscient. You're not God. Amen. But you know, you can't become some people authority on every subject. They're authority on every subject. They're authority on every subject. They don't have to do anything. They know right away. Amen. Amen. And this is very, very important because you have to say, is it true? If it ain't true, do you really want to publish? You're publishing information. And you know what happens when people get information? They repeat it. And are they going to repeat it accurately? Probably not. So before you put it out there, just make sure that, you know, you're careful with that information, because people repeat it and then there are repercussions and people are damaged and things. Amen. So is it true? Amen. Seems like that ought to be a rule that you have. If it ain't true, I'm not going to say it. Amen. I got to know it's true before I need to ask myself, what's my motive for saying it? Why am I saying this? Why do I need to say, you know, why did I bring this subject up? Why did I do this? The truth of the matter is that you have to ask yourself, what is my motive for using my mouth? Amen. When I say this, some people have second thoughts for things that they did. You know, you think about it and they have, because they act too quickly. Amen. Amen. And then they end up needing second chances for things they said. And we just have to be very careful because of the tongue is so dangerous. It's so deadly. And because of its potential, I'm going to be very careful how I use my tongue. What am I going to do? I'm going to think twice. Amen. I'm going to think twice before I talk. I'm not just going to say something the moment it comes to me, because I know that it hurts people. It dissolves relationships. Amen. It ruins marriages. It has the potential of destroying close friends. Amen. Amen. You have to be very, we have to be very careful, because it hurts people and it dissolves relationships. And it all happens simply because I said something. And Satan wants to use our tongue. Satan wants our tongue to get out of control. He does not want our tongue to be used responsibly. He wants our tongue to get loose. And do that, there can be a tool in his hand for him to do something that will hurt somebody's life. Amen. So that's why the Bible says that you got to be, that every man be quick to hear. Amen. I'm going to listen quickly, but I'm going to talk slow. Amen. I'm going to talk slow. I'm going to be slow to give information, because I can't talk long about this subject, because I don't know the truth about everything. I don't know everything about everything. So I've got to be careful about how I talk. Amen. I got to be careful about how I use my mouth. I'm going to be slow to speak, because if I'm slow to speak, then I know that I can allow the Holy Spirit to use my words instead of me using my flesh, using my words. Amen. I'm going to be careful how I text, careful how I talk, careful what I say. God is saying to us, amen, be responsible with other people's relationships. Be responsible with your own relationship. Be responsible with your tongue. You can improve relationships. Now, the tongue is just like a deadly fire. If it gets out of control, it can burn down a whole lot of things. It's like somebody open fire with a machine gun. Amen. They can mow down a whole lot of folk in a short period of time. They can just mow them down. And the sad reality is, oftentimes we have, in our immaturity or in our anger, we have mowed people down, and you decide, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I shouldn't have did that. But you don't go back and repair the damage. You done killed about 30 folk with your mouth. And now you need to go back and you need to repair their relationship. Amen. Amen. And say, you know, what I said about that person was wrong. I didn't have all the facts. I didn't know all that. We need to do some healing. Amen. God is calling. The tongue can do some healing. That's how you confess your sins and God fixes our problems. But you got to use your tongue. Use your tongue responsibly.